I would like to read in the Gospel by John chapter 4. John chapter 4 and verse 46. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down, ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. Now a final reading in the book of the Acts, and chapter 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener, or the more often, and communed with him. But after 2 years, horse his fastest came into Felix's room. And Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. And that's all we'll read. We trust the Lord, what a blessing, for the reading of his word, and help us preach the gospel from these scriptures tonight. The simple thought we have in our mind are the wrong thoughts of men about God's great salvation. How a person can be saved and know it and be sure of heaven at the end of life's journey. In John chapter 4, we have read of a nobleman. The only way he thought that his son could be healed was that of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ came himself right to where the child was. That's the way he thought his son would have to be healed. When we come to chapter 5, we read of a man, an impotent man, a man who was sick of the of this disease, withered and so on, couldn't help himself. He thought the only way of salvation is the pool. He had sat there for a long time, waiting for the moving of the water. Now there was a large multitude of people, and there was only one that received healing every year. That would remind us that the vast majority of those people at the pool of Bethesda, they would die waiting to be healed. Now that's a simple picture of many souls. They're waiting to get God's salvation. They're waiting for something to happen. And they're going to die like multitudes of others, die in their sin, and go down to hell waiting to be saved. When we come to the book of the Acts chapter 24, the great thing, mistake, or wrong thoughts that Felix had about this salvation. He thought he could put it off. And whenever it suited Felix, then he would call for Paul, and salvation would be his. Oh, dear soul tonight, we trust that is not like you. Are you putting off this greatest matter of all time? The salvation of your precious soul for eternity? Do you think that God is going to bow to what you've got to say and just do what you want God to do? God is under no obligation to save any one of us. But in his mercy, he sent the gospel our way. And it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching. Those of us that believed the gospel, we got God's salvation. Felix had the opportunity of believing the gospel. Felix had the opportunity of being in heaven. But he's not there. And he never will be. And you are not there yet. And if you are not saved, you are not going there the way that you're going tonight. That's why the gospel is preached, that you may be stopped, that the Spirit of God may deal with your soul, that you may come to Christ, for there's no salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven, no matter how famous, given amongst men, whereby we must be saved. Now, John chapter 4, the Lord Jesus came to Cana of Galilee. This nobleman came from Capernaum, a distance of between 20 and 25 miles. He heard that Jesus was there, and so he came. You know, that's a simple plan of salvation. There was response in this nobleman's heart. First he heard, then he came. How many times have you heard? Have you ever come to Christ for the blessing of salvation? Have you ever come to him for to have your sins forgiven. We sang that grand old hymn. I preached in Ireland a couple of years ago. We would sing that 3 or 4 times a week. My sins were laid on Jesus when he died on Calvary. Now, if that was true, if that is true, that my sins were laid on Jesus when he died on Calvary, where are my sins? My friend, they're gone. How do I know they're gone? God says it. This man, he came to the Lord Jesus. His son was sick. Now, he was a rich man. This simply tells us that the ailments and things of life come to the rich as well as the poor. They are not exempt from disease and affliction because of their riches. And so that came into this man's family, and his son was at the point of death. He was about to go out into eternity. This noble man had concern. No doubt he had the best physician, the best doctors in the country, look at his boy to diagnose the case. And it would seem that all was hopeless. And so he came to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wanted him to come to Capernaum that he might heal his son. That was his thought, how his son could be healed. The Lord Jesus must come in person that my boy might be healed. Now each one in this meeting tonight, those who are not saved, you have your own thoughts about how you think is the way of salvation. You think a person gets saved this way or that way. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But friend, if you're going to get a blessing, you need to scrap your own way. Set it aside. For only God's way will lead you to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Here was his boy at the point of death. And when he came to the Savior, the Lord Jesus said to him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Now, isn't that right? I believe there's souls in this company tonight, and you would like to be saved. And if you could see a sign, a light, or a feeling, then you would know that salvation. That's what the Savior is speaking about. Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. That's where this noble man was. He wanted the sign wrought over his son that he might be healed. Now sometimes people have listened to the gospel. They think, if God would send the Lord Jesus, and if I saw him on the cross, and if I saw God lay my sins on Christ, then I would believe. Would that be a sign or a wonder? That's not how a person gets saved. You can visualize all you like. Each soul that's saved in this company, as we have mentioned many times, every one of us, the only way we know we're saved is by the Word of God. That's where the Lord Jesus wanted this man to come to. He was looking for signs. He was looking for wonders. What are you looking for? What did he get? The Lord Jesus said to him, thy son liveth, go thy way. That tested him on his signs and his wonders. Thy son liveth, go thy way. What had he depend upon then? Only the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, tonight, God's salvation is not in signs or wonders, but by his word. And when the Savior spoke, That man had a choice to make. Is that enough for my boy? He simply believed or took the Lord Jesus Christ at his word. When he went back that 20-odd miles, the servants met him. And they said, "Thy son liveth." Did this man know his son was living? He certainly did. Did he see him? No. Was he there when he was healed? No. How did he know? Only by the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, tonight, I know I'm going to be in God's heaven. Not by anything that I have done. Not by anything any preacher has done. But because of the word of God. God says it. I rest my soul upon it for the great eternity. This man depended alone upon the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he met his servants, he said, "What time did he begin to amend? What time did he start to get better?" Ah, they had a better message than that. They said the 7th hour, the fever left him. It happened immediately. It was instantaneous. And this man knew that was the exact moment when the Savior spoke. Friend, tonight, there's power in the Word of God. And if you acted, you see, he acted on the Word of God. "Thy son liveth, go thy way." He left the Lord Jesus, and away he went. Because he knew there was the word spoken that was sufficient to meet his need. Every soul in this company tonight that is saved, the word of God is sufficient to meet our need. You're not going to get anything more. You're not going to see a sign. You might see a sign, but it won't be salvation. You may get a feeling, but a feeling is not salvation. But if you get it from the Word of God, that's something that's solid. That's something that's secure for time and for eternity. He simply took the Savior at his word, and he went his way. And when the Savior spoke, that boy, at the point of death, why, he was healed. This also teaches us the lesson. Young people die as well as old. Here's a boy right at the point of death, about to cross over, but yet he gets healed by the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we come to chapter 5, we see a man at the pool of Bethesda. This pool had 5 porches, a great multitude of people. There they were, and they were all waiting for the moving of the water. There was a man there who had an infirmity for 38 years, and he was still waiting what for? Waiting to get put into the pool. Let me ask each one in our meeting, how long have you been waiting to get God's salvation? How long have you been waiting? As far as he was concerned, the pool is the only place that I can get healed. There's no physicians on earth can heal me. But here I am with this great multitude, and we're all waiting. And as far as he was concerned, this is my way of salvation, waiting at the pool to be put in. It comes to my mind, a girl who attended meetings Brother Joyce and I had in Lanseloo, Labrador. She was anxious to be saved. She remained behind on a few occasions, desiring salvation. One night she stayed behind and she said to me, she says, "I love that verse, John 5:24. I says, "You love it?" "Yes," she says, "I love it." I said, did you read it today? She says, I read it. I says, how many times did you read it today? She says, 1,000. I says, you read the verse 1,000 times? What does it mean to you? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. My, she says, I love that verse. Well, I said, what does it mean to you, Daphne? Well, she says, it means this, that I have heard his word. He has been speaking to me. And she says, I believe that God sent his son from heaven to die for my sins on the cross. She says, I believe that. I love that verse. Hath everlasting life. She says, I haven't got that far yet. And she didn't get saved right there and then. But she was able to explain that verse clear and plain to me. One night, I went to bed. In the middle of the night, the telephone rang. I heard away in the distance. And the lady of the house, Mrs. Barney, she got up and answered the phone. Whenever she passed my door, she gave it a knock. She says, are you asleep? I said, no. She said, Daphne got saved. And she was reading John chapter 3 and verse 36. While she loved the one verse, God saved her, delivered her soul from hell, not the way that she wanted. You may think that you have your plan all set. This is the way that I'm going to get saved. My friend, if you're going to get saved, you need to come in God's way. This man had the pull. Oh, that pull. If I could only get in, I would be healed. But there's only one person saved or healed every year in that pool. And yet there he was waiting and waiting. And the vast multitude of those people, they would die waiting to get into that pool. My friend, tonight, surrender. Surrender to God. Submit to God's way of salvation. The Lord Jesus said to him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. He didn't say, I haven't walked for 38 years. And he hadn't. But he just picked up his bed and away he went. Where did he get the power? The word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, it doesn't matter how great which way you go. It's giving God the credit that his word's the truth. He didn't say, I can't. He didn't say, well, I would like to be able to pick up my bed. I haven't picked it up for 38 years. He just, without any question, he acted on the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he picked it up, and away he went. Do you want to be saved tonight? How can you get saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? To accept God's truth. That Christ died upon the cross for my sin. God says, if I believe that, I'm saved. Do you believe that tonight? That Christ died for your sin? Are you saved? No. What's wrong? Something wrong with the verse? Too complicated? Ah, friend, the greatest simplicity under God's heaven, but God wants you to accept the truth. Another word for believe in Acts chapter 16 is trust. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That is, trust him with your spirit, soul, and body, that you may be delivered from the everlasting burning. Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, but I know whom I have believed or trusted, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him, his spirit, soul, and body. He committed to the Savior, to his safekeeping, that he might be delivered from the wrath to come. Believe or trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But you need to take it in. How did the jailer get saved? He believed that Christ died for his sin, and he took God's word for it, that he was saved. Would you tonight, as a poor sinner, be willing to rest on God's unchanging word, the word that the Savior spoke? You see, Christ's presence is, and his word are equal in power. The Lord Jesus didn't have to go to raise the nobleman's son. He spoke the word. So we learn that his very presence is equal to the power of his word. And so tonight, we have the written word. The written word is equal in power to the spoken word. The Lord Jesus spoke to the nobleman, and he spoke to the man with the infirmity for 38 years. And they acted upon the word. And when they acted, there was salvation. And when you step out of yourself, out of your own desires, your own way, and simply trust Christ as your personal Savior, that's what salvation is. But then we read of Felix, that solemn scripture. Felix thought he could just get saved. Paul, I'm trembling tonight. I'll know I'd be in hell if I died in my sin. But it's not convenient for me tonight, Paul. Some other time. Oh, dear soul, if Felix had the opportunity that you have tonight in this meeting, knowing what he knows, do you think you'd make the same choice? Would he say that, I would like to be saved, but not tonight? Oh, no, friend. He wouldn't leave this place until he was sure he was on the rock and on the way to heaven. Felix missed salvation. Felix is in hell, and he never held the offer of salvation again. And the great trouble is that you could land in hell. You'll never again have the offer of salvation. Behold, now is the accepted time, and behold, now is the day of salvation.